Good morning. It is 8:40. The sun is shining. Nice morning. 47 degrees. Monday, May 23rd. Got to tell you this. Congratulations to the graduating class of 2022 from Jody and her staff at Breckenridge Drug. Remember to check out the graduation decor and gift ideas for the graduate of Breckenridge Drug. All graduation cards are $1.99 or less. And they have a large selection of those money cards, too. Always need those. Breckenridge Drug has a selection of half-price scrapbooking supplies, including albums and stickers, as well as picture boards. They're open Monday through Friday from 8:30 till 6, Saturdays 9 until 2. Congratulations again to the class of 2022 from Jody and the staff at Breckenridge Drug, who sponsor Breckenridge School News. It's crazy that I'm talking graduation because I just welcomed this guy to the show. Seemed like yesterday. Brad Strand, Breckenridge School Superintendent. Good morning.
Yeah, the year has just flown. And here we are. Graduation is right around the corner. And last full week of school for kids.
You bet.
The last Monday of the year, school year.
And this can no longer be ignored, the snappy shirt that you are wearing here at the little theater of the mind. You're all decked out in Hawaiian decor today. What's the story?
Well, you know, it's the last Monday of the school year. The sun is shining. Why not, right?
You bet. Get into the spirit. So I love it.
I think the elementary kids are going to love seeing me walk around at lunchtime today.
You got it. Boy, it is nice talking sports and things going on, finally, and some kids getting out and getting a chance to play.
Playoffs start this week.
That's right.
We'll talk a little bit about playoff softball.
Okay.
It's on Tuesday. Well, let's talk about it right now.
All right.
The BW Storm, they are playing Fergus Falls on Tuesday night. So the girls, Cowgirls, or Storm, I'm sorry, earned the four seed in the South, I believe, the four seed. And they'll be playing the Fergus Falls Otters. And I just checked on Craig Olson Sports, and I think it's 5 p.m. If I were you, I'd show up a little early, and you know, maybe it's a 4:30.
Good idea.
Pitch. So right. Early, but we're hosting it.
Okay.
And the weather looks great. And I know I was just reading some of the stories about Coach Dodge talking about how competitive they've been.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have lost a couple, but they have been super competitive. And I think he's just looking forward to getting everybody healthy at the right time. And he said it's a scary team. So I wish them the best.
All right.
As we start playoffs. And today we got some golf. I was just in the high school office, and I walked out, and I saw a couple boys dressed just – and girls. They had their golf attire on, and I said, where are you going? And he was going – the boys are going to Belle Morale, and the girls are going to Frazee this afternoon. So perfect day for getting some golf in, and we'll talk more about their playoffs probably next week.
Sure. But,
the only playoffs that are starting are softball.
Softball,
the rest
right.
will be next week.
Okay.
So, in addition to softball tomorrow, our girl golfers are going to Pelican Rapids. They're going to play Wildflower. That's a fun course up on near Pelican Lake. The baseball team, this has been a reschedule. Our baseball team, I think, has like five games this week. Crazy. They're going to play Frazee tomorrow night. They're going to squeeze in a HOL game.
Okay.
On the schedule, it might have said East Grand Forks, but that's been rescheduled to a Frazee to get that in. Wednesday night, important night because we've got scholarship night, senior recognition and scholarship night. That's always a big deal. We're also going to be recognizing our staff for some service awards, and then our retiring staffs on Wednesday at 3:30 at the cafeteria. So, you know, maybe you've got a connection. I think we have five people that are retiring. Maybe you want to swing over. If you're
sure.
one of those retired teachers, alumni listening, you want to come over and greet some of those some of your colleagues that you worked with over the years that are going to join that retirement world. Stop over to the elementary, have some cake, cupcakes maybe, and some lemonade, coffee. Thursday, busy day as well. What do we got? We got track. They're going to go down to Wheaton. Boys and girls are going to go to Wheaton. Our baseball team is going to be playing Otter Tail Central. I think our baseball team might have everything at home this week. What a great week for that.
No kidding. And the weather looks good, like you said.
And they've got those fields looking tip-top shape right now.
They do look nice.
They are green, and hopefully keep that water away, and they're looking good. Friday, the baseball team is going to play Ortonville, and that's also at home. One other thing, Bill, I just want to throw out is just to mark your calendars, and there'll be more coming on this with some postcards, and I know we'll get on the radio and in the newspaper on our website, but mark your calendars for Wednesday, June 1st. There's going to be a community information meeting that the school board would like, just more facility planning.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday, June 1st, that's our last day of school. Kids get out early that day. They get out at noon, right
okay.
after lunch.
Okay.
So it's a half day on that last day of school for kids. But on Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7, 1 hour, stop over to the high school auditorium and let's gain some more information on on what direction we the board wants to hear people, and now that legislature just wrapped up, I'm kind of curious how some of that might impact all of this. So right. We'll keep our ears open, and we'll see how that all sorts out.
Well, you know, you and the district over there have been so good about asking for input too, and really kind of wondering and wanting to know what residents want.
Yeah, so we had like 486 people, I think, filled out the survey that was done back in March. So that information, it's on our website with the executive summary as well, but that's also going to be covered on that Wednesday, June 1st, in a live, so you can have some Q&A if needed.
Fantastic.
Well, definitely. We want the Q&A.
Right.
So we want just get more information out, and we want to hear from the people. So stop over to the high school on Wednesday, June 1st, 6 to 7 in the auditorium for that community information meeting.
All right, Brad, good to see you again. Always great to have you in here each and every Monday as the school year kind of winds down here.
We are hard
to believe.
Hard to believe.
Love the shirt, too, by the way, one more time.
Thank you.
Brad Strand, superintendent over in the Breckenridge School District. We talk with Brad every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. It is time once again for Point of Law. It is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
It makes a big difference whether when a man shoots himself.